Good morning.
Good morning.
Karen Parker and I are very excited this morning to introduce Judy Mangiardo as our guest speaker this morning. She is a network coordinator for Family Promise Metro West. Judy is a member of the Wellesley Village Church and has been instrumental in planting the seeds of Family Promise Metro West. Judy served on a core committee of several area congregations that developed the Metro West program. She helped recruit community support and helped raise funding beginning in 2003. She's also served on the first board of directors from 2008 to 2012. In 2013, Judy assumed the position of network coordinator, where she remains today. Her role is to recruit and support congregations and volunteers in our network. And St. Andrew's has been a support congregation for the Village Church since we began serving families in 2008. Thank you for all your hard work, Judy. We appreciate it, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Heidi and Karen, and thank you all for letting me worship with you this Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent. And I come with thanks from all of us at Family Promise Metro West for the honor of being the focus of your Lenten mission, love thy neighbor as thyself. Family Promise is a program founded in New Jersey in 1988 by Karen Olson to mobilize existing community resources to serve families who are without a home. The program brings together houses of worship to provide temporary homes, a day center to provide space for case management, and most importantly, thousands of volunteers who, by sharing a few hours of their time, enable families to turn their lives around. Today, 700,000 family members have been served by volunteers in over 200 Family Promise affiliates across the United States. St. Andrew's Church has been at the helm of Family Promise Metro West since we opened our doors in 2008. We celebrate your dedicated leaders who brought us to this day. I thank Peter Lull, who was chair of the Outreach Committee in 2008, when I gave him the call to have St. Andrew's join our network. I thank Ann Manners, your first volunteer coordinator, and Heidi Harper and Karen Parker, your present volunteer coordinators. They embrace this ministry with energy and enthusiasm, organizing volunteers to provide shelter, meals, and compassionate care to Family Promise guests when they are housed at Wellesley Village Church four weeks a year. Family Promise is really faith in action. It is living out the biblical call to love thy neighbor as thyself. In the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus was asked by a lawyer, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life?" he cites the commandments given by God to Moses, which are the bedrock of our faith. From Deuteronomy 6:4, "And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." And from Leviticus 19:18, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Jesus paired these two laws, creating the great commandment on which hang all the laws and the prophets. And it's repeated in all three Gospels. The command to love thy neighbor is inseparable from the command to love God. When challenged by the same lawyer to define neighbor, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And from this parable, it's clear that our neighbor is not just someone we know, or someone from our town, or even our own country, but maybe a complete stranger from another country, even one from Samaria, with whom the Jews had a long-standing feud. In fact, Jesus reverses the definition of neighbor from one who is the object of kindness to one who bestows it. A neighbor, he says, is one who shows mercy to one in need. When we offer hospitality to strangers in the Family Promise program, we experience marvelous changes that seemed impossible. We come to know our guests, such as Steve and his wife Mary and their four children. We learn their story of his business failure in 2009 and then the loss of her job, how they ran through their savings and then lost their home. We offer our friendship and tangible expressions of support at a time when they are in significant need. They enter the Family Promise program in August. Their sons continue at their local high school playing football on the team. They find new jobs. They save money. They move on. And about 5 months after they enter the program. And Mary wrote to us afterward, and she said, "We were so blessed. We were so blessed to be in the program. I know it sounds crazy, but we have been blessed to meet so many great people." There's the story of Yusuf and Jane and Jovia. They arrived from Uganda in October of 2013, winning a lottery to immigrate to the United States. They were committed to obtaining employment that would lead to savings and long-term independence. Yusuf obtained a job, full-time job, through Family Promise connections. Jane studied to be a certified nursing assistant, and she's enrolled in ESL classes at Mass Bay now to complete her prerequisites for an LPN program. And their daughter, Jovia, attends FACE Preschool at the Fisk United Methodist Church, one of our host congregations. She will begin public school kindergarten this year. Today, Yusuf is a passionate spokesperson for Family Promise. He recently joined our board of directors, and he represented Family Promise Metro West at the national conference last year in California. There are close to 100 more families with stories and blessings of their own, families which have been served by Family Promise Metro West since our opening. And there are the stories of the 3,000 volunteers from over 50 network congregations, businesses, civic organizations, schools, and the community at large who've been inspired to serve. There's the story of Zach, a high school student who began volunteering at the day center with his parents just to fulfill community service hours. But he stayed and committed every Sunday afternoon for the past 4 years because of his love for our children. A talented musician, Zach not only entertains our little ones with his guitar playing, but he has instructed our children to play as well. Because of his experience, Zach developed a website called Kids Empowering Kids to connect families of children in shelter with high school students interested in giving lessons in music, sports, or the arts. When you open your heart to a stranger, invite that stranger in, and experience the transforming power of God's love, you cannot help but be called to further action. At Family Promise, we have a deeper understanding of the importance that stable housing has on individual and family economic outcomes. We know the importance of skill development, education, and training for success. We launched our transitional living program in 2012, which allows us to move qualified families to housing sooner by providing them with subsidies for rent, transportation, and childcare for up to 2 years. And this effectively doubles the number of people we are currently serving. Children in stable homes are much more successful. Now, in 2015, we created Steps to Success, which is a comprehensive employment program. This assists families in reaching their highest earning potential. Intensive case management is provided along with subsidies for education, training, daycare, and transportation, which are often barriers to pursuing career objectives. In Steps to Success, our volunteers share their professional expertise. They help to write resumes. They coach for job interviews. They teach financial literacy. They tutor nursing candidates. They provide networking and employment opportunities. In its first year, it was a tremendous success. 18 individuals were served. 100% drew from our network and volunteers to assist with their education and employment goals. 79% participated in some educational program. And 5 adults are now employed at mid-level careers with full-time jobs and benefits. Our program isn't easy. It's challenging on every level for our families, especially given the length of time it takes to find an affordable apartment. And this is by far the greatest hurdle our families now face once they have met their goals. Massachusetts has one of the most expensive housing markets in the country. More than 158,000 households spend more than 50% of their income on rent. With the tremendous increase in property values and the lack of new land for development, builders are creating housing that will bring a substantial return on their investment. House prices and rent are out of the range of the lower wage earners. The median rent in Framingham for a 2-bedroom apartment is now over $2,100 a month. If a parent earns even $16 an hour, the most they can afford is about $900 a month working full-time. And these are the very ones that keep our communities going. They're the daycare teachers, the certified nursing assistants who care for our aging parents, waiters, office administrators. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, Family Promise is committed to effecting a change so that everyone who works full-time has a safe, stable home. Sue Crossley, our executive director, created an affordable housing committee of NADIC developers, landlords, citizens, and nonprofits to address this issue. Because of them, our first collaborative project is underway. It's a 2-family house owned by the NADIC Affordable Housing Trust on Bacon Street. It will rent for below market value and will be designated for our families. A $30,000 grant from the Wellesley Village Church's recent capital campaign is helping to bring our newest dream to fruition. All the carpentry, electrical, and plumbing work is being completed by students from Keefe Technical School. We anticipate an opening later this year. Our goal is one such project a year. For this, we will need the imagination, the dedication, and the resources of everyone in our extensive network. And today, I invite you to participate with us, to be an agent for change, to live out God's call to love your neighbor beyond your church walls and into our wider communities. I thank you, St. Andrews, for the commitment you've made to Family Promise Metro West. I thank you for honoring us as the focus of your Lenten journey. I thank you for living out the commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself. You do this with each and every act of generous hospitality. A volunteer bringing in a lasagna, a youth group hosting a holiday party, a tutor teaching ESL, an individual advocating for affordable housing, all are part of a national movement which believes we can and will end family homelessness. Thank you.